Every season on Backyard Farmer, we'll get several questions about why is my tree not the right color. And this particular magnolia here, we see this lighter green, yellow coloration with these newer leaves in particular, and that's an indication of chlorosis. Chlorosis is a symptom of a variety of things. It's kind of a big term. A lot of things can go into it. There can be a lot of different causes. It could be too high a pH in the soil. It can be too much moisture, too dry, soil compaction. So there's just a lot of things that can happen. Maybe there's been some root damage at some point here. So there's a lot of things that may cause chlorosis in plants. What we're going to try to do is figure out what we can do to try to help this plant get through this and improve its condition. Because long-term, chlorosis will weaken the plant, and at some point, it'll eventually fail, and you'll have to replace this tree. So a couple of things that we're going to want to think about here, some easy solutions to see if it will help, is to come in, expand our mulch area around this plant, remove any other turf near the plant, so we maybe out to the edge of the drip line here, and that will help reduce some of that compaction on the root zone. We may even come in with a couple inches of some good compost, so integrate the compost into the soil around the base of the plant, add a couple inches of mulch, make sure that we water it appropriately. We don't want this plant to dry out. At the same time, we don't want to oversaturate the soil, so there's kind of that fine line there. So we'll try some of those things to see if that will help. You can look at, you know, a quick fix is a iron-based mineral foliar spray. Many times that will help. And then if you have a larger tree, so if this was a larger shade tree, pin oaks in particular respond well to the many different injections that you can use on pin oaks. That species in particular responds very well to that sort of thing. And again, it's not a long-term cure. It's something that has to be done every few years, depending on the process that you use. So you'll have to know that once you've started that, if you want that tree to continue to do well, you're going to have to continue that process. But chlorosis affects a lot of things. It'll affect, you know, perennials. It'll affect your turf. Those are more easily amended with some sort of iron-based mineral that you can put down, and that'll help those plants get through that more quickly. But for our woody plants, you're going to look at something a little bit longer-lasting, again, trying to amend the soils, mulching, thinking about how we're watering the plant to see if we can bring this out of that, out of the chlorosis kind of spiral that it's going through.
This video is going to be for those plant parents who are facing chlorosis on their gardenia, crepe jasmine or in jasmine plant, in ixora, lemon plant, and all other types of plants. Particular type of chlorosis that suddenly appears first on the plant's youngest leaves, where the youngest leaves show discoloration or show a lack of green pigments or chlorophyll, and only the leaf veins remain green. So about 2 months back, one of my gardenias showed such type of disorder, and through appropriate management, that plant fully recovered within 1.5 months. So in this video, I will also share all those important works that I have done for recovering my gardenia with an update. So stick around till the end. Now, the appearance of such type of chlorosis can be for either pests or diseases or by the frequent change of weather. But mostly, plants develop such type of issue due to lack of a particular type of plant essential nutrient element, and that is iron. So in this video, I'm going to talk in detail about the reasons for this iron deficiency on the plant, what is the relation of iron with plants, as well as going to give you the solution with an update. So let's start. Now let's start from the basic. There are 17 elements referred as plants' essential nutrient elements, which are essential for the growth of all higher plants. Among these 17 elements, 9 are referred to as macronutrients, which generally uptaken by plants at a large amount, and 8 are micronutrients, which are generally not uptaken by plants at a large amount, but without them, plants cannot complete their interior metabolisms. Now, iron is a microessential nutrient element, and among all the micronutrients, plants uptake large amounts of iron from the soil, so its slightly unavailability shows deficiency in plants. Now let's discuss what iron does for the plant. This nutrient related to two important functions of plants. Number one, it's a part of many plant enzymes, and number two, it works for synthesis of chlorophyll. Because it synthesizes chlorophyll, so its deficiency symptoms first appear on the youngest leaves of the plant. Now let me tell you about the deficiency symptoms of iron. Interveinal chlorosis in the youngest leaves refer to the main symptom of iron deficiency of a plant. Except for leaf veins, the entire leaf will appear with a lack of chlorophyll or green pigments. Now, let me give you a visual example. About 2 months back, one of my gardenias showed iron deficiency. As you can see here, some new leaves of this gardenia plant appear with discoloration. Leaves are looking lime green and only leaf veins are visible, remained green. Here, this leaf is a little bit of an older leaf, but see how they look like if not treated in the early stage. The entire leaf looking pale green and only veins remain green. But you know what? A plant has a nutrient deficiency that cannot be confirmed with the naked eye, but through examining some general symptoms, it can be predicted. Now let me tell you the reasons for this iron deficiency. Iron is very sensitive to the change in soil pH. Here, pH is a measure of acidity and alkalinity, and it measures through a scale known as pH scale. However, I'm not going to discuss deep on this aspect. Only keep in mind, on the pH scale, 7 referred to neutral. Above 7, it's referred to as alkaline, and below 7, it's referred to as acidic. All types of soil have a sufficient amount of iron, and it doesn't drain out from the soil. But whether it's available or not, that's a major concern, because a variety of soil conditions can limit the availability of iron in the soil. The availability of iron mainly depends on soil pH. Iron gets available on pH between 5.5 to 7. Among this pH range, iron stays as a soluble form, and plants uptake that soluble form of iron from the soil. But at a pH above 7, iron becomes insoluble and plants cannot uptake that. So for its availability, pH should be between 5.5 to 7, which means we need to keep our soil slightly acidic. This iron deficiency mostly appears on alkaline and calcium-containing soil. Now my regional soil is slightly alkaline and whitish-gray colored, which means the soil has less amount of organic matter. And probably because of that, this gardenia showed iron deficiency. Besides, acid-loving plants like gardenia, chandni plant or crepe jasmine, lemon plant love to uptake iron at a higher amount. So slightly alkaline condition make iron unavailable and develop deficiency on plants. Now let's discuss about the solutions. Many people recommend using rusted iron nails for recovering this iron deficiency, but this garden myth is not true. The plant absorbs iron in the form of iron that dissolved in water and soil. Iron provided by rusted nails is an insoluble form of iron and that is not available for the plants to absorb. So iron nails not gonna be the solution for this iron deficiency. Now, there are two effective solutions. Either you have to maintain the soil pH between 5.5 to 7 by adding acidic amendments, or number two, you have to add chelated iron or iron-containing supplements. I went with the solution number one, which was turning soil acidic. So I used a mixture of fertilizer, which had both organic and inorganic ingredients, but the ratio of the organic part was higher than the others and was acidic. For the 8-inch pot, I added around 1.5 cups of vermicompost, which is slightly acidic and pH probably between 6 to 7. Then added 1/2 teaspoon urea for better leaf formation. Then added 1/2 teaspoon of potassium for better stem growth. And added 6 to 7 granules of triple superphosphate for better roots and flower bud formation. But you can go with chelated iron or iron-containing micronutrient supplements or NPK fertilizers enriched with chelated iron. Then, near the pot rim, I lifted around 3 inches of surface soil and then added the whole mixture thoroughly. And after adding fertilizer, I watered the plant thoroughly. Gardenia likes to stay moist constantly, so water them when 2 inches soil surface about to dry. Now this is the update after 1.5 months of my gardenia. I applied that fertilizer once a month and the deficiency completely recovered. Lots of new leaves appear and they are so filled with chlorophyll. Now I constantly need to add that acid-based fertilizer for maintaining the soil acidity because the soil has a resistant power or buffering capacity. So if the soil had collected from an alkaline site, that soil will remain alkaline forever or will try to keep itself alkaline. The pH of alkaline soil can be maintained for a few months or so, but not all the time. So the plant should be fertilized once a month until it is recovered. If you add chelated iron or iron-containing supplements, then this deficiency will recover within 2 to 3 weeks. In addition, here I am sharing some names of soil amendments that you can use to recover the iron-deficient plants. Now some important things you need to keep in mind. Be aware of getting the soil too much acidic, that is below 5.5. Skip these works during the winter months because winter is the dormancy period for perennial plants. So that was my video. If you think this video is helpful, then hit the like button. And if you think it is not, then you can press the dislike button. And let me know in the comment section what was disliking to you. Thank you so much for watching and we'll see you in the next one.